My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As we said, you know, earlier in the show, when you take a look at some of the players that come out of this area, and you always want to keep as many home, you know, to play collegiately, whether it be at FIU, FAU, Miami, also the schools like Kaiser and Florida Memorial and St. Thomas University. Well, you look at FIU, and that's the one thing that Coach Mike McIntyre has done since he's arrived, is try to play on the strengths of the local teams in South Florida, and certainly they kind of more than struck gold with our next guest. Keon Jenkins is a graduate of Miami Central High School and has been just a big surprise over the last couple of years for FIU's football program. And I can say this with pride that he is last week's Conference USA Player of the Week on offense, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Keon, thanks so much for taking the time. We all have been watching and appreciate what you're doing, and we're all proud of you, my friend.
What's up, Blue? No problem. Thanks for having me.
This is, you know, to play football in your same city. A lot of people like to do it. I know that you had so many other options to do, but you chose to stay home. You chose to kind of get this program back on track. A big win over Central Michigan on Saturday. Talk about this program. And, you know, it's for you, it's like an extension of high school because you have Owens on the team and you have Flex Joseph. I mean, they're like guys you see in high school all the time. Talk about, you know, what you've learned and how you've matured.
I learned a lot, honestly, from the game of football and from my coaches and teammates as well. You know, I learned how to adapt to my teammates and the environment, I can say, because college is a different atmosphere from high school. It's totally different things. You got to be on top of your stuff. There's always next man up mentality. You got to take advantage of all your reps you can. And just, you know, execute, go out there, execute, and play as hard as you can each and every single play, because you never know when is your last play. I see people get injured every day, even in practice, so I try to take things as serious as I can. And you also got to take care of your body while you're in college. I can say that's another big thing I learned, taking care of your body and eating the right things and putting the right things in your body so you can get, like, the outcome you want. And I just learned a lot from the game of football and so much since I got here. But it's been constantly learning, taking in a lot of things since I got here.
And you know, the good thing, too, from a coaching standpoint, you're kind of blessed with having Coach Yost, who's been around, been to a lot of schools, had a lot of quarterbacks under him, and also Coach Mike, Coach Mac, who's done an outstanding job, been in a lot of schools. Talk about that. What do you get from people like, you know, Coach Yost, a great quarterback, a tremendous play caller, and understands everything you're going through, and then Coach Mac, who's been there, done that?
You get I would say you get a mixture of both. You got both great dudes, like terrific dudes. Those guys was, I want to say, like, on me back coming out of high school. They was recruiting me heavy, and they never gave up. And they were a lawyer, and I can say those guys, they're great. Like, they want to build and work around me. I can say that for sure. Coach Jones, he last year the offense wasn't really meant for me, but this year coming into this season, he wanted to work on my strengths and, like, improve and work on things that I'm familiar with and that I'm good at so we can attack and go out there I play the best football we can play because he wants me to lead this team the best way as possible. And he knows, like, if I'm going, this team's going. So, you know, I can say it's been the plus side with that.
No doubt. Keon Jenkins joining us, FIU quarterback. And, yeah, because whenever I talk to Coach Mack, we always talk about you and what you mean to the team, you know, not just as a player, but just as a person and, you know, your attitude and your leadership. And, you know, those are, you know, you just can't be a leader. That has to come with it from within. You've learned that over the years, you know, whether playing at Miami Central or wherever you've been, you know, playing, you know that leadership is important. The kids gravitate to you have a lot of younger players on the team as well. What do you learn from an Indiana game and then a Central Michigan game? Indiana, Big Ten team, program that recruits at a different level than perhaps most of the schools that you play. And then Central Michigan, which is probably on par of the recruiting that you guys do. What do you learn from game to game?
You got to take away the pros and cons. So I took a lot of pros away from the Indiana game, you know, like, our team, like, we fighters, like, we some fighters. Our team showed a lot of grit and attitude. We never gave up. We fought all the way to the end. We was kind of close. You know, we kind of beat ourselves up that game. But I learned and I kind of seen that we could play, like, some high-level football when we put our mind to it. Because that second half, right before we scored going into halftime, we made that job look so easy. So, I know, like, once the offense is clicking and, you know, we doing what we supposed to do majority of the time, the offense is going to be great, and I can say the defense as well. You know, we both messed up a lot on both sides of the ball, but coming into next week, we worked on that and corrected our mistakes, and we messed up way fewer times. The Central Michigan game, as you can see, was a way better turnout. Everybody was focused, locked in, and on their assignment, alignment, and assignment. We preached that all week, and just not making the same mistakes we did last week prior. And just bouncing back. You know what I'm saying? It's always next game mentality, next play mentality. So after that loss out to Indiana, we let that go and kind of started focusing on Central Michigan the very next day.
Yeah. And now your focus is on the Shula Bowl, big game in South Florida, Florida Atlantic on Saturday at 6 o'clock. It's going to be kind of like one of those games that obviously is going to be important, but at the same time, everybody knows each other on both sides of the ball. I mean, you look at a lot of these kids from Florida Atlantic University, you play with and against a lot of them and vice versa. Yeah. Talk about what this game means, because this is a pride game. You know, it's not a conference game anymore, but it is a game that probably means a lot in recruiting as well.
Nah, it does. This game is going to show like who recruits the best out of South Florida. And we want to play this game, like, solely for FIU and Coach Mack. He don't like how they've been beating us up the past couple of years. So we're going to kind of take that personal. And I want to say, it's not really so much of a revenge game, but we're going to show them, like, we can play way better football than they can. And, like you said, it's going to be some guys that I know that I played with and against in high school. And it's going to be an intense game, I can say.
Yeah. Your schedule is going to be pretty interesting, too. I mean, down the line, you got some pretty good teams. Liberty last year was in a major bowl. And, you know, you got Louisiana Tech and then New Mexico State, who was also in a bowl last year. So I know you like to take them one at a time. But this week it's Florida Atlantic. Then you get two home games at Pitbull Stadium. That's kind of crazy, huh? Did you get a chance to meet him when he came by?
Yeah, I actually did. I did get a chance to meet him. I was one of the only ones to meet him, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, hey, listen, you got to love somebody who gives back like that. I mean, you know, he could do anything in the world with his money, but to give back to an area where he grew up in a school like that, it's huge. I can't thank you enough, Keon, for taking the time. You know, you've always been one of my favorites, a guy who I've always cheered for, and I do now. And I know you've got a busy schedule this week getting ready for FAU. And again, thanks so much for taking the time for us, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, Blue. Thanks for having me. No problem.
Anytime. You too. Keon Jenkins, Miami Central graduate, FIU quarterback, has done an outstanding job. There's no doubt about it. Everybody's cheering for him. He's one of those guys that you know, you can't help but root for, you know, outstanding football talent, outstanding person as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. I'll say that. It'll get out of my mouth. When we come back, we wrap up the show for a Monday evening. Preston Wright, a senior quarterback at Chaminade Madonna, had his coming out party last Friday night. We talk to him next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.